he's here. He's back. Dr. Willie Wilson. He is a... all right, now he ran for mayor. Okay, he's not mayor, but he's a kingmaker. Because as you know, it was one of those things where he had to... you got in the middle of a couple of things after the election, did you not, to try to influence things that were going to be occurring?
Well, we are still involved the best way we know how, you know, so we're not going to just sit on the sideline.
No, you were not.
Yeah.
All right, so, and you've got a pack now, the Willie Wilson Progressive Pack, and but you're a business guy, too. You're fiscally very conservative about, you know, right?
Yeah, I watch my little pennies.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, and you understand that.
Yeah.
But now you're going to do a couple of town halls on reparations. You're going to do one on Monday, August 12th, and that is going to be at the Belmont Cragen Community, 2909 North Central Avenue, mm-hmm. and that's Latino, Hispanic pastors and community leaders. And then on that Thursday, the 15th, Ravenswood Community, Bill for Descendants of American Slavery, reparations.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the first one first. The Latino, Hispanic pastors, community leaders, is that, what are you talking about with reparations there?
Well, we're really not. I'm going to all of Chicagoland neighborhood, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Before it's Sawyer going to introduce it September the 18th.
Roderick Sawyer.
Right. So we did it already in the African American community, two already last week.
Okay.
All right. So we have the next two coming up next week, and we're going to have a total around about anywhere for about five more after this one.
Okay.
All right.
So what is your plan for reparations? What's your idea?
Well, you know, 400 years of free labor, descendant of slaves. All right, that they donated to America to help build America, and the land was once upon a time back in 1865. Abraham Lincoln really had his general to take in, give the land from the South.
Yeah, 40 acres and a mule.
40 acres and a mule.
Yeah.
And then after he was assassinated, the guy who preceded him turned around and gave the land, took the land back.
Right.
Gave it to the Confederates.
Andrew Johnson.
Okay. So afterward, we look at it this way, is that the land was promised and had it and taken it back. You look at people like in Japan, you know, we rebuild that. They bombed Pearl Harbor, right. Native America. Right now, there's a crisis in Chicago that's violent, you know. And people got to get out of the hard knock of the times. All right, we got to find the money and find ways of doing it, like free education, senior citizen, all the state of college. And this reparation.
So the idea is not to give cash to people, or is it to give cash?
Would mine it be a dollar not, amount to every man,
no,
woman, and child,
no,
or
mine
services?
Mine is not that. Mine is not that. Now, this is not something that I started. This is a national one.
Okay.
All right. I saw the opportunity to raise the issue.
Right.
All right.
To use your voice here in Chicago.
Right. Because if Chicago can get it going, then that means, in my opinion, we could get it around the country.
So explain what it is. So
how does it work?
How much is it, and where does the money go?
Well, let's put it this way. If we find the money for everything else, for example, we find the money right now for Sanctuary City. You know, we found the money for Japan. We find the money for corruption. So Chicago is number one, I think, city now in corruption in the world.
Yeah.
All right. The state is third. Okay. To pay for that corruption, it cost, like, I think it was $9.3 billion. All right. Those numbers are there. All right. I'm not asking for money. You take the African American in Chicago, average families, $36,000 a year. Hispanic, $46,000 a year.
That's white, average income for,
yeah,
for
and,
a household.
And white is $81,000. So African American making now what white made 50 to 75 years ago. So how are you going to ever get the crime down, letting people continue to do what they're doing now, mm-hmm. and filling up with jail, paying more police department and things of that nature? Let's take that and give people a break. Now, everybody that is black is not descendant of slaves. Right.
So how would you disambiguate that, as they like to see on Wikipedia?
Well, look, I don't have all the answers. I put the bill together. That's why I'm going to different communities.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have five or six, seven, eight aldermen already supporting it. I tried to reach out to the mayor. I couldn't get a meeting with her or return call. So we went to the next step, you know. And so now we have this now. So we're going to have to figure it out together. For example, I don't want money for myself.
Right.
All right.
I mean, you're
well,
flush.
Well, how would you exclude people who make over a certain amount or have
well,
a certain
we started
amount?
With the very poor. Very poor.
Right. And again, you're not giving them money. You're giving them services, essentially.
Services, only. Like a trade, you know, free trade, learn a trade. To
like
learn how to
free education.
Education.
Okay.
Yeah, health care. Things of that nature.
All right.
Bottom line, economic equality. And
but aren't people already getting health care, for example? I mean, they get Medicaid at a certain level of income. So, but does that, I mean, the people who have argued for reparations, let's say for the last 50 years, it's been talked about.
Mm-hmm.
They primarily was about a dollar amount. And the question always became, and I think that's the thing that knocked it off the table every time, which is, you know, what's the dollar amount? Who do you give it to? How do you prove that you are the descendant of slaves? That's very tough, right? Because it's a paperwork issue. I mean, are you a descendant of slaves?
Yes, I am. And, well, my record, last week, my sister did. I'm definitely.
Is there a way that you can backtrack that, do the roots thing,
yep.
figure out
mm-hmm.
who it is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We went all the way back to my great, back in 1803.
Wow.
And my life was rough. Now, I am from Jim Crow days, so I know what it's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a living proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I did not know that I had a cousin who had a baby raped by a white man was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. I found it out the other day. 5 years old.
5 years old.
Uh huh. I did not know it. Mind boggling. All right.
And this was in Florida? Is that where?
Louisiana.
Okay.
Right. I did not know that. All right. Wilson, Louisiana. Because they thought at first he had a tumor in his stomach and it was a baby. Mm-hmm. 5 years old. All right. Raped by a white man.
And when was that? How long ago was that?
That was back in 1863.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. And it was interesting because my sister did it and I was reading it. And we went way, way back. So I can relate to all of this here because I, you know, grew up in it, of course. And we was able to hustle and to make it without hating anybody,
mm-hmm.
all right? But today is a different world. I think you got to go back and you can figure out this stuff and find out who to give it to where. And mine is not giving each person $100,000 or $1 million. Not that at all. All right. Mine's by building infrastructure so you can raise a family and you can take care of yourself. We can stop the violence. We can start doing living like citizens. We pay more by fighting things.
Right.
All right. So why not let's deal with it? So I figured right now, white and black should come together and talk. Let's work these things out.
I think the discussion is certainly something that should happen. What we're being told, though, is like a lot of people who might agree with it in principle look at our city finances right now, and I think the middle class feels extremely pinched. I mean, you ran for mayor. You heard from people directly. They feel like every time they turn around, something they're reaching into their pockets again. The real estate taxes, all the other taxes have gone up. We're told at the end of this month, Mayor Lightfoot is going to lower the boom again on taxpayers by telling us about a shortfall that was larger than anticipated, mm-hmm. inherited from the prior regime is the way we're told she's going to position it. So again, mm-hmm. reach out to taxpayers. And it feels like at what point, you know, how do you keep doing more with a shrinking pie? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that reality we've talked about before when you're running for mayor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one thing about it, I'm definitely coming out against her on taxes like I do on everybody else, all right?
Mm-hmm.
How can you continue to raise taxes? You continue to run people out of the city of Chicago, all right? Run them out of state. I run them over in Indiana.
But then where do you get the money for this? You'd have to move it from something else.
Well, here you find the money for everything else, all right? If you stop the violence and give people a job, give them equity, 31% of African-Americans live in Chicago, but yet now they pay taxes, they get less than 1% of their jobs. If you'll save money that way alone, all right? We got to stop kicking the bucket down the road. We found the money for O'Hare, Lincoln Yard. You know, we found the money for those. Now we're going to try to find the money for something else.
Well, now O'Hare, yes, it, but right? Lincoln Yards is the private project.
Well,
I mean, there's going to be infrastructure, but that's jobs, that's housing, that's moving more people to the city of Chicago, that's increasing a tax base. I mean, that's it. Now, O'Hare is also, you know how critically important O'Hare. You're a business guy, right?
Wait, international
business guy. You know how if you don't have O'Hare being the great there are other cities that people are going to be flying through and in and out mm-hmm. of.
Well, I'm saying this here, though. We got to come together and talk about it and work it out. If there's a problem in our house, we got a problem. Look, I don't have nothing wrong with Sanctuary City, but look, what about the blacks that is here? This is a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, we get the people killed this weekend, which was sad, all right? But in one weekend, we get that in Chicago, all right? So this is a national problem. This is a serious
right.
problem.
That is true. And we've been talking about that all week, is that, yes, that, you know, it's awful what happened in El Paso and what happened in Dayton. But the reality is that we do need to, even Ivanka Trump said it, she said it the wrong way. She's apologized now for saying it the wrong way. But the point that is being made is we do need to focus on that. But we have been focusing on it, and it seems intractable. And you and I have been talking about this uh-huh. for years on the radio, about what we can do and where the police play in this and where the community plays in this, where the church is playing this, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like there are a lot of, you know, there's a lot of ideas on the table. A lot of them don't actually get done. I mean, you're going to have these town halls, and again, the two that are coming up, Monday at Belmont Cragen Community Center, which is 2909 North Central Avenue, and then on Thursday of next week, a week from today, at the Ravenswood Community Center, 1507 West Sunnyside Avenue. And I just think that you're, you know, it's a good conversation to have. I don't know where we find the political will to make these changes.
Well, I put it this way. If somebody come right in Chicago now, if you and I right here right now and had a disease, let's just say a bad disease,
mm-hmm.
it's got over Chicago. We're going to find a way to fix it. All right?
Right.
This killing is better than that.
Yes, right.
So, but you know, Chicago problem, and I've always said this here, it's corruption. They're not managing the problem.
Correct.
Every time you got a problem in Chicago, they raise the taxes. That ain't the answer. You have to manage your way out of these things, just like I manage my way out of my business. If I got a problem in my house, I don't come to the city of Chicago and ask for, you know, tax money. You got to balance it out.
Let me ask you before we let you go, because this is something that you and I have talked about a lot. The casino, you think, is a big play mm-hmm. here. And that now it looks like the casino, because of the gambling bill that has happened here. There's a lot of other pieces to this gambling bill that is going to, they're going to be an expansion of the casino out near O'Hare. You've got Northwest Indiana is now going to start expanding theirs because they want to start to compete with whatever's going to happen in Chicago. And the Chicago casino doesn't seem like it's going to get built and mm-hmm. you know, operational for at least 5 years. So the question is, and then Mayor Lightfoot put out a list of potential places for it, some of them far flung. I get the idea of trying to build in a neighborhood, but that's not where the money is. And the tourists, so we need to go spend their money at the casino because we want their money. We don't necessarily want our money in those casinos. Are not going to go to those neighborhoods.
Yeah, well, first of all, you have to build it in a place where people got money at, right? I would put it right here on Napier, or I put it right out here on 31st and by McCormick.
McCormick,
right?
Yeah.
I'll put it out
31st
there,
and right? King Drive, or yeah.
Mm-hmm. And look, but make it fair in terms of as related to parity and economic equality, and the job will still be there. But you got to put it in a place where people have the dollars. We don't build a business in an area unless the area supports the income. You know, the same way we got to build a McDonald's. We survey the area.
But I think the mayor is saying, well, let's put them in areas where it would create jobs that are local. It would create investment in a community that it doesn't get it. And that seemed to be her focus. Now there's been some pushback from people say you're not going to get exactly what you're saying, right? You're not going to get the tourists.
But I would do it this way. I would take then put the business at the city of Chicago, $10 billion, they put distribution centers and things of that nature, put them into the area that the you know, depressed area.
Right. That's a good idea. The logistics centers and things like that. And, right. you know, that's one of the things that is increasing. You know, the president likes to talk about the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans. One of the reasons is the gig economy. But it, first of all, that's a statistic that I think, you know, you could drive through the west side and the south side of Chicago, and I think you would find that it doesn't look a whole lot different than it did 3 years ago in terms of, you know, people standing around,
yeah.
you know, not actually going to work, but on the street corner. And because there's a separate economy. in that, right? No, no, these people are not. They're technically unemployed. I doubt that many of them are actually collecting unemployment, but they're making money in a separate economy, right? In the gang and drugs economy.
Absolutely.
So that's just a totally different thing, and that has to be addressed. And that's, you know, that's where we talk about policing and all that. And we keep looking at the side of the problem as opposed to looking directly at the problem and being honest and saying, calling it out for what it is, and saying that these young men that we have got to change their and women too, as we now know. But these young people, we got to give them a different way of thinking about this, and the only way to do that is to show them opportunities and to show them. And then they go, "Why do I want to go work in a warehouse where I can, you know, make a couple hundred bucks a day, you know, selling drugs?" And that's it's got to be changed. But Willie, thank you as always for
thanks.
Being.
Thank you,
Willie,
appreciate for having
it.
Us.
All right, let's check in now with Kim. What's coming up in just a few minutes?
Roe Atlanta is changing their scooter rules. We'll tell you why coming up.